A Prayer to Help You Long for Heaven by Dr. John Burnett. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14:2. Before we long for heaven, we have to understand what heaven is. Heaven is a place from which God looks down to the earth. The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Psalm 14:2. So what is heaven? Not only the dwelling place of God, but it has an incredible vertical imagery. It is the place, first of all, from which God looks down upon us. Heaven is the place from which Christ came down. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. John 6:33. The Bible describes heaven not only as the place from which God looks down upon the earth, but also the place from which Christ came down to the earth. More than anything else, heaven is a city. In Revelation 20 through 22, we see that this city is replete with walls, gates, and streets. This testifies to us as believers being united in one place in the worship of God. We are all going to be delivered securely to a city in heaven that is perfect and eternal. But though a city, it is unlike any city we know here on earth, for this city also possesses the features of an earthly paradise. We will have the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God, Revelation 2:7. There is also the crystal clear river of life that flows from the throne of God. On each side of the river is the tree of life that bears 12 crops of fruit every year, and its leaves are for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22, 1-2. Do you long for heaven? If not, that's okay. It can be hard to long for something that seems so far away from us. But the more you meditate on the word and pray, the more you will long to be close to Jesus in heaven. Here is a prayer you can begin to pray today to draw close to God and long for heaven. Lord, I confess I don't often long for heaven. I am a creature of this world and crave worldly things, not heavenly ones. I ask you to grow a desire in me for heaven. Help me not be satisfied with the things of this world, but long for closeness with you and the perfection of eternity in your presence. Lord, thank you for the hope of heaven and the joy we will have when we get there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.